4. The Realization of Default. The celestial life of the planet was astir. Adam recognized that something was wrong, and he asked Eve to come aside with him in the garden. And now, for the first time, Adam heard the entire story of the long-nourished plan for accelerating world improvement by operating simultaneously in two directions, the prosecution of the divine plan concomitantly with the execution of the Serapeitatia enterprise. And as the material son and daughter thus communed in the moonlit garden, the voice in the garden reproved them for disobedience. And that voice was none other than my own announcement to the Edenic pair that they had transgressed the garden covenant, that they had disobeyed the instructions of the Melchizedeks, that they had defaulted in the execution of their oaths of trust to the sovereign of the universe. Eve had consented to participate in the practice of good and evil. Good is the carrying out of the divine plans. Sin is a deliberate transgression of the divine will. Evil is the misadaptation of plans and the maladjustment of techniques resulting in universe disharmony and planetary confusion. Every time the garden pair had partaken of the fruit of the tree of life, they had been warned by the archangel custodian to refrain from yielding to the suggestions of Caligastia to combine good and evil. They had been thus admonished, "In the day that you commingle good and evil, you shall surely become as the mortals of the realm. You shall surely die." Eve had told Kano of this oft-repeated warning on the fateful occasion of their secret meeting, but Kano, not knowing the import or significance of such admonitions, had assured her that men and women with good motives and true intentions could do no evil, that she should surely not die, but rather live anew in the person of their offspring, who would grow up to bless and stabilize the world. Even though this project of modifying the divine plan had been conceived and executed with entire sincerity and with only the highest motives concerning the welfare of the world, it constituted evil because it represented the wrong way to achieve righteous ends, because it departed from the right way, the divine plan. True, Eve had found Kano pleasant to the eyes, and she realized all that her seducer promised by way of new and increased knowledge of human affairs and quickened understanding of human nature as supplemental to the comprehension of the Adamic nature. I talked to the father and mother of the violet race that night in the garden as became my duty under the sorrowful circumstances. I listened fully to the recital of all that led up to the default of Mother Eve, and gave both of them advice and counsel concerning the immediate situation. Some of this advice they followed, some they disregarded. This conference appears in your records as the Lord God calling to Adam and Eve in the garden and asking, "Where are you?" It was the practice of later generations to attribute everything unusual and extraordinary, whether natural or spiritual, directly to the personal intervention of the gods.